nearly $3.8 billion in life sciences and defense deals, underscore San Diego's economic anchors. A remarkable concentration of transactions landed in San Diego's innovation economy this week. West Health and UC San Diego Health jointly launched a $40 million technology-based coordinated care accelerator. Jazz Pharmaceuticals acquired Carmel Valley-based Axio Biosciences for $820 million. And a local company called Atrium received a $15 million milestone payment from Bristol-Myers Squibb, bringing life sciences activity alone to nearly $875 million in a matter of days. Defense spending added substantially to that total. Northrop Grumman secured a $3 billion Department of Defense agreement, while San Diego-based 3D Systems received a $9 million U.S. Air Force contract for advanced metal printing. The additive manufacturing contract is smaller in dollar terms, but signals that San Diego companies are actively competing in the emerging market for aerospace and defense components produced through industrial 3D printing. The deal flow helps contextualize the county's unemployment rate of 4.4%, elevated from earlier in the year, but structurally anchored by sectors that show no sign of retreating. On the retail side, Trader Joe's announced plans for a location in San Marcos's North City development, a signal that the mixed-use urban center has cleared the residential density threshold retail teams typically require before committing. In South Bay Commercial Real Estate, JLL arranged the $30.4 million sale of Terra Nova Plaza, a 96,114-square-foot shopping center in Chula Vista, roughly $316 per square foot. Meanwhile, Fox Point Farms, the 21-acre, 250-home farm-anchored mixed-use development in Encinitas, was named Mixed-Use Community of the Year at the 2026 Gold Nugget Awards, a recognition that influences how other municipalities and developers approach farm-integrated housing. The broader real estate market continued its cooling trend. The county median home price slipped from approximately $1.05 million in June to roughly $1.02 million in July. Industrial vacancy ticked up to 7.4% in the second quarter, and office vacancy countywide remained elevated at around 15%, even as major development projects pressed forward.